players rather have maybe a little more end of the season when maybe they're a little bit more sore?
That's a great time. We've been through feels like a whole season now through training camp. We had five games, and it's just been a long time. We got a lot of guys banged up right now. We just got to get everybody back healthy.
How important is it not to get away, not just physically, but mentally, just not to think about football for a few days?
Well, it's going to be hard to get away from it mentally because you're in the middle of the season. So we're going to be all take our bye week and be professional, study the Buffalo tape. We obviously got to improve a lot on and off the football field.
What are you doing to enjoy yourself doing this?
I'm going to Pittsburgh just to get away. I'm going to hang out with my brother.
But he came last game.
Yeah, he was here last game.
Oh, come on. I
didn't get to spend no time with him. I had to stay in the hotel Saturday night when he came, and then Sunday he had to fly right back out. So it was just high bye kind of thing. And he can't drive around, so I'm going to go up there and drive him around for the week.
Wouldn't it be better to come to Miami than going to Pittsburgh, though?
Yeah, I know. That's what I told him. But his trainers wouldn't let him get out of rehab. So
no thoughts of detouring.
Brotherly love.
No thoughts of making a detour up to Gainesville at all?
Nah, actually, they're going to be in Jacksonville this weekend, Florida, Georgia game.
That's right, that's a big one. No thoughts of going up there for that one.
Huh? Nah, we ain't going to be able to make it.
Is it good to get out of the building right now? Because after the two losses and the way that the last one ended, you know, could be a little negativity starting to creep in, you know, some bad chemistry or attitude-wise. Is it good to escape that for a little bit?
Well, I don't think we have that. I think we got a great bunch of guys in this locker room. I think our chemistry is really good. We got guys that really love football. And obviously, you know, we were hot for a little while. We went on a two-game losing streak, which sucks. But we know what it is. We just got to get better. And we know what our problems are, and we're going to learn from them and get better at them.
Now you guys are struggling running the ball. Pat lead the league in sacks. Yeah. How does the offensive line fix this problem?
It's fixable. It's just going to take a lot of hard work. I mean, it won't happen overnight, but as long as we can fix one of the problems as fast as we can, then we'll be okay. We'll get the other one solved by the time we need to, but we got to get one of them fixed.
24 sacks, I mean, you're worried about Ryan's health?
No question. I mean, we got to keep him up on his feet. He's a really good quarterback when you can keep him up on his feet and let him make plays. And so it's all on us right now. We got to go out, and like I said, we got to just keep improving.
As a line, how much do you guys get pissed off when you can't get 1 yard? I mean, it happened now in multiple games. 1 yard came on.
You get really frustrated. I mean, you can't just point out one guy, one area. It's a whole offense. We just got to keep on, keep pressing forward, keep believing that we can do it. I know we will. With the guys we got in this locker room, the guys we got in the offensive room, I know we'll be able to fix this problem.
How much do you feel like moving the pocket will help the offense or play action? I know that works when you have a running game.
Yeah. I think what it is that we got to get our running game going. We got to stop letting teams tee off on us when they know we're throwing the football. So if we can fix our running game, our passing issues will go away.
Given your frustrations, is it possible to turn it off mentally even for a few days, or do you keep going over and over to see where you can improve?
Well, you just keep going over and over. You know, you keep looking at the stuff where you could improve that. You kind of look at the things that went bad in the game, kind of figure out. Try and figure out how it could have went better. But for me, I know I'm going to be studying this film all week so we can be most mentally prepared more than physically this week. We're going to all try and get back healthy. But when we come back, we're going to hit the ground running.
What's your brother going to say when you
beat the tape? He better say some good things. But I know it's some stuff to correct. It's the beginning of the season. No one's perfect right now. And we obviously, all of us have to play better.
Rooting for the Pirates? Rooting for the Pirates?
Yeah. I don't really watch baseball that much.